Good morning, everyone. It's a crazy morning over here.
You guys, what is it? Tuesday? Oh, my goodness.
It's Wednesday.
This is Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
Oh, my God. Whoa. I just need to go to bed.
Waffle Wednesday.
Let there be waffles.
There's waffles. I get it.
We must all have waffles forthwith.
Happy Wednesday.
It's showtime.
Waffle Wednesday? Yeah, sign me up. Count me in. Let's do it. It's 95.3 Gorilla. Happy Wednesday today, March 26th. Here are five things you didn't know you needed to know. A Texas woman won a huge lottery payout, $83.5 million, but lawmakers are blocking her from collecting the money because she used the jackpot app to buy the ticket. Yeah, so if you're using apps to buy lottery tickets, you may want to reconsider that. You may want to buy them the old-fashioned way, in person. The outbreak in West Texas continues to escalate. Of course, this is the measles outbreak. There are 18 new cases confirmed in just the past 5 days, bringing the total now to 327 people with the measles. This is just so bizarre. Like, I thought we almost eradicated this in West Texas. And yes, the measles are incredibly contagious. So please, if you know anybody that's been exposed to anybody, you don't want to do that. Okay, you don't want to go near those people. Don't breathe their air. Don't touch them. You know, the measles are nothing to joke about. George Clooney, Good Night and Good Luck, made Broadway history, breaking in the record for the highest weekly gross with a staggering $3.3 million in tickets for Good Night and Good Luck on Broadway this week. And Miley, dropping her new album soon, is called Something Beautiful. That comes out on May 30th, just in time for summer. It's described as a pop opera with a theatrical release planned as well. Miley saying that there's a big video component to the album that's coming in June. Today, Wednesday, March 26th, is National Spinach Day. Nope, not making this up. It's Spinach Day today.
Spinach? It's got spinach.
Boy, do I hate spinach.
I love strained spinach.
I got you creamed spinach.
I brought my famous spinach dip.
Spinach, liver, and tripe.
And bonus points if you know all those movies and TV shows. What else is it today? Today, Wednesday, is Make Up Your Own Holiday Day, which is what National Spinach Day is. And tomorrow, Major League Baseball officially begins the preseason for all teams. Yeah, we're ready to go, man. Let's do it. Oh, and coming up Friday, by the way, is National No Homework Day. No homework. Kids, you're off the hook on Friday and probably for the weekend, too. But you didn't hear it from me. There you go. Five things you didn't know you needed to know today. Happy Wednesday. It's March 26th.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone.
This is the Gorilla Showbiz Buzz.
Literally spent $60,000 on this purse.
Uh-oh.
Look what my daughter did to my purse.
Oh, no.
Look what my daughter did to my purse.
Uh-oh.
Look what my daughter did to my purse. Look.
Yeah, that's Cardi B. Her daughter apparently grabbed like a magic marker or whatever, like a Sharpie, and drew a heart on her $60,000 Hermes purse. You know what, Cardi? I mean, come on. If you got 60 grand to blow on a purse, then I don't know. If you have a little kid running around, maybe you know, kind of what happens to you, right? Right? Miley Cyrus in the news today just dropped a trailer for her upcoming album, Something Beautiful. That's right. It's not a movie. We do trailers for albums now. Something Beautiful set to drop May 30th. She described it as a pop opera. It's a 13-track visual album. Will also debut in theaters in June. So I guess there is a video component to that. Great. Will Smith has commented on his 10-year Oscars ban. He was asked recently if he's going to contest that or if he's going to try and get that overturned after he slapped the heck out of Chris Rock. You remember that back in 2022? That was already 3 years ago. And here's what he said when asked about the ban.
Are you looking to appeal or are you just looking just to ride everything out and just continue to do you?
I am looking to be the best human I can possibly be, and I'm going to take what I get with that.
Yeah, okay. They probably told him, like, stop calling us. We're not overturning the ban. The fact that he wasn't arrested for that is still wild to me. And finally today in Showbiz Buzz, some news about old people on television. Take it away, Jimmy.
The next season of Bachelor in Paradise will include contestants from the original franchise and older contestants from The Golden Bachelor. Yeah, the older contestants are going to paradise. In a good way. It's fun. The young people will find love while the older people will find metal on the beach.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and
games. GNR, baby.
We got everything you want. How do we know?
Back on this date in 1986, Geffen Records signed Guns N' Roses to a long-term deal. Then we got songs like this.
Jungle, welcome to the jungle, watch it bring it to life.
39 years ago today that they officially signed Guns N' Roses. Another big birthday to celebrate. Diana Ross turning 81 today. Some other things that happened on today's date in history. Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to become a U.S. Supreme Court justice, was born on today's date in 1930. She'd be 95 if she were still with us. Beethoven died on March 26th, all the way back in what year? How well do you know your history? I thought it was several hundred years earlier than this. Beethoven died on March 26th, 1827. He lived a lot later in history than I thought. And more Americans are hungry for flashbacks. Two-thirds of U.S. adults in a new study today say that they want the products from their childhood to come back to store shelves. That got me thinking, what are some things you want to come back? There are some cereals from when I was a kid that I can't find anymore that I really want back. Give me those back! That's your Flashback Freakout. Happy Wednesday today.
You feel that? Time to turn up the heat.
Here's today's hot topic.
Going back today to your childhood, and my childhood too, we're going to talk about things from our past that we want back. Yes, nostalgia. This is always one of the most powerful things in the universe. New study this week says that 75% of Americans, a full three quarters of us, wish that things from our youth, from our childhood, would come back. Things that we've lost. Specifically brands, things like cereal, things like food, things like restaurants. Yeah, things that we grew up with that we want back again. I've been looking for some certain kinds of cereal that I pretty much were addicted to when I was a kid that I haven't been able to find in a long time. What's something from when you were a kid that you want back? Tell me.
I actually miss Blockbuster Video. I miss going to the store and picking out a movie. It made the whole thing feel more like an event.
Yes, dude, I love physical media. I still have the DVDs, the Blu-rays. I think I even still have some VHS stuff kicking around. That was awesome.
Plus, they had those good movie theater snacks.
Yeah, man, those were the good old days. Blockbuster was great. The Blockbuster in my hometown was called Home Vision Video. That's what it was called. Man, that was amazing. Those were the days. How about you? What's something from when you were a kid that you want brought back?
Pogs.
Pogs. Were those the little cardboard things? Right?
Those little cardboard discs were everything. It was like the ultimate game of skill and luck. Plus, the designs were just so cool.
Yep.
I would totally love to see them make a comeback.
I remember those things. Man, that's bringing me back. That's a blast from the past for real.
Turn on the radio.
What's today?
It's Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday.
On your feet. This is not the time nor the place for sleep.
You have a show to do.
I could do it in my sleep.
Sounds like you already have.
We think our show is good.
That's what you were thinking.
Everybody else.
Not so much.
But you're all right.
Okay, thanks for the pep talk.
Thanks for the pep talk.
That's what I'm here for.
Well said. So let's get this show started.
Here we go. Right now, we got a brand new pet of the week at 95.3gorilla.com. Her name is Jasmine. She's super cute. She's living over at the Pearl River County SPCA. Just celebrated her second birthday this month, and her only birthday wish was a home of her own. And sadly, she's still waiting. Jasmine's been at the shelter since September, watching all her puppy friends find homes. Now it's her turn. She's a 42-pound Bull Terrier mix. She's a real total sweetheart. Go check her out. She's online right now, 953gorilla.com. She's a shelter favorite and a social butterfly, too, of course. She recently stole the show in two Mardi Gras parades, winning over the crowd with her charm and wagging tail. She's potty trained, no mess, just love, dog friendly. She'd love a furry sibling. Loves attention. She loves dress up. She's a fashion queen in the making. Jasmine is our pet of the week this week. Thanks to our friends at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. They keep you comfortable in all seasons. You can meet Jasmine on our website at 953gorilla.com. Her adoption fee is only $50. More info right now on our website, or you can go meet her at the Pearl River County SPCA. There you go. That's our pet of the week this week on 95.3 Gorilla.
95.3 Gorilla.
Hey, wake up!
Say it in a nicer way.
Wake up, sweetheart.
Why should I?
We're going to do something really fun.
And how is that supposed to affect us?
I found that the happier you are,
The harder you work.
That ought to make the boss happy, right?
So, let's just have fun.
So, let's have fun.
Have fun at work.
Someone's having fun at work today.
Hey, Mr. Positive.
Shut up.
Let's start the show.
March 26th today. Welcome in. It's Wednesday. I'm Ryan, and here's what's going on over the next few days on the coast. Boys and Girls Clubs of Jackson County, they have a golf tournament coming up this weekend, Saturday, 8 a.m. at Whispering Pines Golf Course in Moss Point. You can register at WereBGJC.com. www.arcapro.org. The ArcaPro River Glow Run is happening this Saturday at 5:30 p.m. at Crosby Commons in Picayune. It's a 5K and 1 mile fun run. They're also going to have food trucks and music and a raffle, too, with costume contests, and it all benefits the special needs community of Pearl River County. The Arc of PRC Glow Run this Saturday, 5:30 at Crosby Commons. Arts Alive is coming up Saturday from 10 to 5 and Sunday again from noon to 5, Depot Arts District in Bay St. Louis. They're going to have the Artist Trail back again, live performances, food, culinary arts competitions for desserts, and so much more. Arts Alive this weekend in the Depot Arts District in Bay St. Louis. An Easter extravaganza. I know Easter's still like a month away, but Easter extravaganza, first Easter event coming up Saturday 2 to 4 at Woolmarket School. They're going to have an egg hunt, games, pictures with the Easter Bunny. The magical Easter Bunny will be there. Yes, he will. And for all children up to age 11, you're welcome to come. Presented by the City of Biloxi Parks and Recreation Department. Those are just a few events coming up this weekend on the way. If you have something that's going on that you want us to know about, let us know. 228-604-HITS. You can text us or shoot us a message on social. We're 95.3 Gorilla.